You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with this week's rant. Gentlemen, before I start, I'm going to go ahead and make a prediction with these two articles that I'm going to cover that are coming out of the UK. Men are finally going to snap. Yes, men are finally going to say, enough is enough. And I'm not talking about the old boomer men. I'm not talking about the old Gen X men. No. It's going to be the younger generation of men that will finally say, enough is enough. And what's going to happen when those men finally reach that point, reach that critical mass, reach that point of no return, those men will become the new barbarians. The homegrown barbarians, I should say. Oh yeah, gentlemen. Oh yes. Now, before I get into these articles, I want to give a major shout out to Taylor the Fiend and his recent video where he broke down a video from Alexander Grace of all people. Yes, ladies, even some of your staunchest allies, or should I say staunchest male allies, are turning against you. Now, I want to share with you something that completely vindicates me. If you've been a long-time listener of mine, I have said that modern feminism has become a sick, twisted form of revenge. That modern women feel that they are 100% justified in enacting on men and boys of today for the perceived slights to women in the past. Yes, gentlemen. However, with this snippet, with what this woman has to say, gentlemen, I'm simply going to say, all bets are off. And here's what this woman had to say.
Feminists believe that men and women are equal. They want equality, right? That is not what I want. I think women are better than men, and I'm not asking for equality. I'm honestly hoping for revenge.
That's right, gentlemen. She said it. It's all about superiority and revenge. Gentlemen, now all bets should be off. You no longer need to feel any sort of guilt, which is something that Alexander pointed out. Male guilt has been the biggest weapon that has been created against us, that has been used against us, that has been manipulated against us. You know, one thing that women always say when you try to argue with them, well, what about your mother? What about your daughter? What about your sisters? That's used to disarm us. Because we all got a mother, and they all got a father, but they don't care about him. A lot of us have sisters. And of course, a lot of us have daughters. So they use the women in our lives to disarm us against them. Fellas, stop falling for that manipulation. We have to stop. Keep it focused on them. But with that being said, gentlemen, I want to go ahead and start on both of these articles that are coming out of the UK. I will definitely say this. If both of these programs actually succeed, another Catch-22 will be born. Why? Because if the men fall in line, they're going to be passive. Women are going to hate them. If they rebel, guess what? You're toxic. Women are going to hate you regardless. So why even bother giving two shits about what these women have to say? Now, the first article was published on the 13th of December. Men who correct women over any disagreement could face disciplinary action under new Green Party rules. Now, you might ask, who is the Green Party? Basically, they're the Democrats of the UK. Leaders are considering broadening the party's definition of misogyny to the point that, quote unquote, any disagreement could lead to men facing sanction. Gentlemen, you cannot tell me that the UK has not declared all-out war against men and boys. Primarily conservative men and boys. The proposals are set out in a leaked 53-page dossier on legal and reputational risk prepared by its own lawyers. The report reveals deep internal concern about the Greens' approach to misogyny, transgender policy, and alphabet mafia rights, warning that current guidance could expose the party to serious legal and financial risk. It says the Green Party Council was very close to adopting a document titled Guidance on Identifying Misogyny and Sexism as Part of Its Ethics Framework. According to the report seen by the Telegraph, the draft guidance list being corrected is an example of misogynistic behavior experienced by women, a definition the lawyers warned was so expansive it could justify any disagreement between a man and a woman as sanctionable disciplinary offenses. The dossier also cautions that internal rules on identifying transphobia and queerphobia risk unlawfully discriminating against members who question contested gender theory. This is absolutely despicable. It truly is. Once again, I find it ironic. Women love to talk about how much they don't need men, but yet they need weak men in positions of power to push their agenda and to enforce it. Yeah, right. No. You see, ladies, look to Japan. The gender war over there is in fact going hot. Men are literally fighting women in the streets. And guess what? Don't be too shocked when it finally happens in the West. Now, I want to get into the second article, which is even more diabolical than the first one. Now, this article was published on the 12th of December. Boys to be taught to respect women and girl as part of a curriculum. Yeah, like I said, this is absolutely diabolical. Boys need to be taught to respect women and girls, yet those same women and girls have nothing but blatant misandry for those boys. All boys will be taught how to respect women and girls as part of the school curriculum under the government's plans to, quote unquote, deploy the full power of the state to crack down on male violence and misogyny. Gentlemen, this is no further of a smoking gun than you could ever realize. We always talk about the gun of the state that women keep in a glass case, excuse me. Here you are. Teachers will give lessons on how children should challenge misogynistic comments and behavior to promote, quote unquote, healthy relationships. The times have been told. Official government advice will also help teachers and parents to spot signs that children are being radicalized by online misogynists, such as everyone's favorite boogeyman, Andrew Tate, and how they can intervene early. The plan will be part of a wide-ranging package of measures, to announce as part of the government's long-awaited violence against women and girls strategy. A la one Joe Biden with the VAWA Act. It was a key pledge in Labor's 2024 policies, funding, and how to measure male violence against women have led to repeated delays. A Home Office source insisted that ministers had taken time to make the final strategy, quote unquote, as ambitious and bold as possible to fight the tide of violence, stop abuse, and protect victims. They added, quote unquote, put together, the strategy will deploy the full power of the state to introduce the latest crackdown to stop violence perpetrated against women and girls in British history. Gentlemen, as I said, the young men of the future are going to wreck shop. Yep, they're tired. These young boys have been brought up in a world of blatant, overt misandry. Yeah, and as I stated before, when the boomers, when Gen X, and most of the millennials die off, those young men are not going to forget. They're not. They are going to be extremely angry. And a lot of these young men are questioning, why am I being made to pay for something that I had no part of? I had no part in this quote unquote patriarchy that you said that I'm a part of just by being born a boy. I didn't do anything wrong. Why do I need to apologize for men in the past? Why? Even Alexander Grace himself finally came to that conclusion. Why am I sitting here apologizing for something that I had nothing to do with? Yeah, Yeah. And believe you me, ladies, a lot of young men across the board are now asking that same question. Why is it okay for you women to be as venomous, just hateful, and spiteful to us, but yet we're supposed to sit back and take it because of some manufactured guilt? No, no, ladies. Mm-mm. Those tricks, those manipulation tactics, yes, they worked for men in the past. However, those young men in the future, nope, it's not going to work. So, in essence, yeah, I think at that point, the gender war will become active. It will go hot. Men will finally say enough. And guess what, ladies? When that happens, yeah, blood will flow. And guess what? Honestly, I wish I could live long enough to see it, because it's inevitable. It truly is inevitable. The simps will be bred out, just like what happened over in Afghanistan. The simps, the male allies, they're going to be gone. And guess what? As TFM said in a lot of his videos in the past, feminism ends when men end it. And believe you me, ladies, you're never going to stop. As long as you have the gun of the state at your beck and call, you're never going to stop. These men become passive, you're going to hate them. Oh, they're not man enough. The men rebel, you're going to hate them. Oh, the men are too toxic. It's time for men to say to hell with what women want. It's time. But like I said, this is something that's going to happen after I'm long dead and gone. Even though I wish I could stick around to watch it happen. Yeah. See, ladies, that's when the real hockey mask time begins. Society level hockey mask time. Just like in the movie that I made sure to watch before I went to bed last night. The Screwfly Solution. That will always be my favorite movie. Or should I say, one of my favorite movies. Definitely top five. Top five. No movie is ever going to beat the second Aliens to me. All-time favorite. But yeah. Yeah, ladies, you are treading down a very dangerous path. And now a lot of your male allies are turning against you, because you just won't stop. You just won't say, you know what? We got here. We got where we want to go. Okay, it's time to change course. Nope, nope, nope. But yes, the young lady that said that it's about female superiority and revenge, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So gentlemen, you now have a new course. It's all out there now. It's all out there. It's all on social media. She said it. We finally got one to say it on video. So yeah. However you choose to course correct, it's how you choose to course correct. But as so far as me, yes. Yeah. I firmly believe now that it's going to end up getting physical. But what more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read both articles. Watch Taylor the Fiend's video. Let me know what you guys think in the comment section. And for you women out there who think the same as the woman that I featured. Hey, we need more of you to just come out and say it. Say it. You hate men and you want revenge on men. Let's get this ball rolling. And as far as I'm concerned, hey, if it's going to get physical, let's do this. Because we all know what's going to happen. If men finally snap and say, fuck it, we can take your rights away with no problem. We can put you back in line with no problem. Male restraint is the only thing that's stopping us because we don't want to see you suffer. Meanwhile, you want to see us dead. But gentlemen, make no mistake about it. There are more men moving toward the side of, you know what? Let's go ahead and have this bloody battle and call it a day. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.